Hey everyone. Welcome back to Mental Health Comeback Rising Daily. I'm your host, Sia Cruz, and if you're feeling a little down today, trust me, you're not alone. We all have those days where the world feels like it's moving at warp speed while we're stuck in slow motion. But guess what? You don't have to stay there. This isn't about pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows, but it is about finding ways to navigate those dark clouds and come out stronger on the other side. Today, we're diving into coping mechanisms for depression because let's be real, sometimes those feelings can feel overwhelming. But just like you wouldn't ignore a flat tire, ignoring your mental health isn't an option either. So, buckle up, friends, because we're about to unpack some seriously valuable tools that can help you reclaim your power and rise above the blues. First things first. Remember that depression is not a sign of weakness. It's a real medical condition that affects millions of people every day. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a broken leg. Would you just ignore it and hope it heals on its own? Nope. You'd seek help, rest, and allow your body to recover. Depression is similar. It requires attention, care, and sometimes professional support. Now, let's get practical. We're going to talk about 5 key takeaways that can make a real difference in your journey. Number 1. Movement matters. I know, the idea of exercise when you're feeling down can seem like climbing Mount Everest. But trust me, even a short walk around the block can work wonders for your mood. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act like natural antidepressants. Plus, being outside and soaking up some sunshine can do wonders for your overall well-being. Number 2. Fuel your body right. Ever notice how you feel sluggish when you're eating junk food? That's because what we put into our bodies directly affects how we feel mentally and emotionally. Opting for nutritious meals packed with fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can provide your brain with the energy it needs to function at its best. Number 3. Mindful moments. Have you ever just stopped and truly listened to your breath? It sounds simple, but practicing mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment, can be incredibly powerful. There are tons of apps and guided meditations available that can help you get started. Remember, it's not about emptying your mind, but rather observing your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Number 4. Connections count. Feeling isolated can worsen depression symptoms. Make an effort to connect with loved ones. Even a quick phone call or text message can make a difference. Joining a support group or online forum can also help you feel less alone and create a sense of community. Remember, human connection is vital for our mental well-being. Number 5. Rest and recharge. Sleep deprivation can exacerbate depression symptoms. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Think warm bath, calming music, or reading a good book. Avoid screen time before bed, as the blue light emitted from devices can interfere with your sleep cycle. Speaking of feeling overwhelmed, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who was struggling with depression. She felt completely drained and isolated, avoiding social events and losing interest in her hobbies. But then she decided to try something new, joining a yoga class. It was scary at first, but she found that the combination of movement and mindfulness helped her manage her anxiety and feel more connected to herself. Sarah's story reminds us that even small steps can make a big difference. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. There is hope, and there are tools available to help you cope with depression and live a fulfilling life. So, let's recap. We talked about the importance of movement, nourishing your body, practicing mindfulness, nurturing connections, and prioritizing rest. These aren't just tips, they're lifelines, powerful strategies that can empower you to reclaim your mental well-being. Ready to take action? Start by choosing one thing from our list and incorporating it into your daily routine. Maybe it's a 15-minute walk in the park, a nutritious breakfast, or even just 5 minutes of deep breathing. Every little bit counts. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these messages, leave us a review to spread the word, and join the conversation on our social media channels. Let's build a supportive community together. Remember, you are capable, strong, and worthy of a happy and fulfilling life. Now go out there and shine. Until tomorrow, keep rising, friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.